Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100.7 star. Obviously, there's really only one news story that's happening in the world, let alone, you know, United States of America, Pennsylvania, southwestern Pennsylvania, and that is obviously the coronavirus.
Yep.
And one of our Bubba Show family members who we love so much is Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who has agreed to take time out of his busy day to talk to us this morning about what's going on in the state. And good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Now, this is fantastic. You know, one of the things, we always say, if you want news, the one place to turn to is AM 1020 KDK. And one of the things we do here on Bubba Show is we try to inform everybody as much as possible. So, Lieutenant Governor, from a state perspective, what are some of the things that you can tell us about when it comes to the coronavirus in the state of Pennsylvania?
Well, it's very simple. The bias is clearly trending towards more restrictions, more cancellations, more postponements, and that's where Pennsylvanians need to prepare themselves. That's where we're going to be going as well, too. If you follow my social media accounts, Maryland shut down their public schools for 2 weeks. Ohio has shut down theirs for 3 weeks. And the governor yesterday shut down Montgomery County, which has been kind of the epicenter of the coronavirus flare-up here in Pennsylvania. So, again, the bias is clearly trending. Like, we're in the earlier stages as opposed to things are winding down. And I would just encourage everybody to be kind, to be patient, to be understanding, and that all of this is being done to flatten the curve so that when there are more and more cases, our medical system is not overwhelmed and we're able to address it in a manner that makes sense.
Well, is there anything that you know or that you can share with us on the availability of testing for the coronavirus in the state?
Well, the state has the capacity to test on a daily basis, and those capabilities are continuing to increase. And right now, they're being tested to everybody that's developing symptoms, and especially those that have been traveling abroad and that are clearly demonstrating or a known exposure to somebody with the virus.
And how long, as far as you know, has the state been planning for quarantining the state? Is that something that maybe has been worked on for, let's say, 20 years? Is that something that you know, has there ever been plans in place for large quarantines that would involve shutting down of bridges, shutting down of tunnels, or anything along those lines?
Oh, no.
Nothing
if
like
you look
that.
If you look at what the governor said yesterday, he's like, all the critical infrastructure is going to remain open. Gas stations, grocery stores, hospitals, all these things are going to be open. You know, this is more trying to, again, flatten the curve. And I understand how frustrating and how upsetting it is to, you know, understandable. Working families, well, daycares are closed. What am I supposed to do? You know, your job might even be closed, especially like in Montgomery County currently. So there's going to be a lot of disruption. And I'm just telling everybody who's asking, you know, expect that that's going to increase And then hopefully we will have flattened the curve sufficiently in Pennsylvania and nationally that we save as many lives or minimize the loss of life, minimize the economic damage, and we're able to get back to living our lives the way we were just before all of this blew up.
By the way, if you're just tuning into Bubba's show, on the phone with us is Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, and we're talking about the coronavirus in regards to the state of Pennsylvania.
All right, so I'm going
to...
I just
want all your listeners to know that, you know, the governor is committed to, you'll know what they know, and it's going to be updated constantly. And if you don't follow the governor on social media, I encourage you to do so. My account has essentially turned into just providing information as well to let everybody know. And the cleanest way I can tell everybody is look at where things are trending. Closures, postponement, and restrictions. And our neighboring states are implementing them. We've shut down all non-essential services in the third largest county in Pennsylvania. The bias is trending towards that. So I would just encourage people, one, not to panic, but to prepare and to be kind and understanding to other people. There's no need to hoard supplies or food or anything like that. And it's just a matter of understanding that we are in an unprecedented environment, but one that doesn't require panic. That never makes anything better. And you have leadership that is committed to absolute transparency, to letting you know how many cases are determined and what any other appropriate actions are going to be deemed necessary to make sure that we respond as effectively as we can.
Lieutenant Governor, you're doing an amazing job, and we thank you for that. And my job right now with this question is to hopefully make you laugh, because I think everyone needs a little laugh every once in a while. So I want to know my question. What advice do you give our Bubba Show family on where to find toilet paper?
Hey, thankfully out here in Western Pennsylvania, there's an abundance of it, to be honest with you, you know? And I got to just say, like, I'm not sure why toilet paper seems to be the most coveted thing. I don't understand that one, but hit me up. I have an extra roll or two.
That's awesome. I know that all of the schools in southwestern Pennsylvania are going to be participating in a webinar this morning with the State Department of Education.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what is going to come out of that webinar, what the content's going to be?
I want to be clear. I'm not withholding any inside information, so to speak. But what I am saying is that the neighbors to our west and to our south, and I think to our east now, are all actively closing public schools. All of the colleges and universities within our borders have done that. It wouldn't blow my mind if that's what happened in Pennsylvania too. And I just want parents to understand that if it does go this way in Pennsylvania, it is not out of indifference to your plight, especially as working families that are going to be particularly hit hard. It's simply a tactic to flatten the curve so our medical system, delivery system, is not overwhelmed all at once with cases.
And Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, being here in the city of Pittsburgh with our amazing health care, it really is, we want this to flatten out. We want the coronavirus to be controlled and be able to be handled. But if you're going to live somewhere in the United States of America, the hospital facilities in our area are the best in the nation and are capable of handling like nobody else.
We're the best place to live in America for a lot of reasons, and it sure doesn't hurt right now either. You know,
right.
But also, can I also just say, it doesn't help. In fact, it hurts when people, you know, yell at Mayor Peduto for canceling the parade. And I tweeted out an article about when Philadelphia didn't cancel their St. Patty's parade during the 1918 pandemic, 12,000 people died as a result. It's like Mayor Peduto and other local officials are doing a great job, and they're making the tough calls. And everyone who is saying these things will be thanking them later.
Yep.
And this is not about trying to take away good times and not let people live their lives. This is all about flattening that curve. And I just wish everybody would understand. Yelling at people on social media right now isn't helping anybody.
And you know, the weird part about it is, I read this, and this is, you know, sometimes really bad moments, you got to find some positivity. You got to put some good out into this world. And is it, you know, hopefully everybody stays safe and hopefully everybody stays healthy, because that's why we're doing all of these things. And is it so bad that we are forced into a situation where we slow down our lives for the next couple of weeks and spend more time with the people that we love?
Yeah, I know. And without a doubt, there's going to be hardship.
Yeah,
without
of course.
A doubt, there's going to be increased cases. But at the end of the day, we are all in this together.
Yes.
And the decisions that are being made to shut down or postpone or to restrict are not done because we're nervous Nancys and we just want to make sure no one has any fun. It's because these are the best known measures at effective in reducing the spread and stopping a spike that could overwhelm medical facilities.
Wow. Well, listen, thank you so much. I do have to ask you, during the course of this interview, how far did you just walk?
Oh, geez, I'm wrapping up 7 miles.
Here. There you go.
Oh,
yes!
My God!
That's what I'm talking about.
Get out and live your life.
Yes!
But also understand that the governor is committed to absolute transparency in all of this, and you will know what we know, and we're all in this together, and just be kind and understand that no one knows fully where this is going, and we're all figuring it out on the fly, and everyone's patience and understanding and buy-in just makes it that much better for everybody.
We are so I'm so thankful, and we are so lucky to have a lieutenant governor like you. We got to know you when you were the mayor of Braddock. We were so awe-inspired by what you did with that community. The fact that you still live here, this is still your home, and the things you're doing for the state of Pennsylvania.
It always will be. You're far, far too generous with your kind words. But I just want all your listeners to understand that. Look, you know, this is going to be inconvenient. This is going to be disruptive. But you know, we'll all get through this. Yep. We're in this together. And like you said, you know, there's going to be an opportunity to spend more time with our families, perhaps, and it's going to be done in a way that you will know what we know. That's what we want to emphasize. You know, there is no withholding of information. There's no, you know, you'll know exactly how many cases are confirmed in Pennsylvania on the hour, hour.
That's amazing.
And I would urge everybody to follow the governor's social media account. I, as well, am putting out all that information, all the resources you need at the state level to know where our state stands in this crisis.
Wow. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, thank you for joining our show. Thank you for communicating with our Bubba Show family. And it's good to know that people like yourself are out there helping making good decisions for our well-being. And we're thankful for that you took a few minutes to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.